In Luke chapter 2, verse 17, we read that the shepherds, they came, they saw Jesus, they experienced him, and then they began to spread the word about Jesus. And people who heard were amazed. It was as if when they shared, God already put a longing in other people's hearts. And when they heard about Jesus, the other people were ready to experience Jesus too. And I want to encourage you to spread the word during this Christmas time. You know, at our church, we have a Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock. There's a service on Christmas, Sunday morning at 9. And it's so easy to invite people. Inviting people at Christmas and Easter is often when people are most receptive. They're waiting for an invitation or maybe a ride. And it's not easy to come to church for the first time. But come and experience Jesus and help them. Invite them here. And as you do that, what we realize in our faith is that, yes, the joy of the Lord is for us and for our spirits and for our minds and for our lives and our relationships. But also, that joy should be spread, spreading the word like the shepherds. It's just natural. When you're excited about anything, you want other people to have a taste and see that the Lord is good. And then your joy increases when you see the people you love increasing in their joy. And how does that joy come? It comes from the birth of Jesus, from his death and resurrection. That God is near, God is loving, God cares, God is pursuing us, God has come to earth. There's just not better news you can spread. So think about it right now, today. Who can you invite? Who can you reach out to? Who can you share good news with? Just like the shepherds, other people need to know.